This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Brody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
7 o'clock in the city of Chicago, and we have Bears football upon us, a few days away. We're talking to you guys right now about whether or not it'll be a win if Justin Fields has a great game, but the Bears lose to the Packers. Let's be very clear. Both teams are not good. Both teams are not going to make the playoffs. So I always think back to Floyd Mayweather. I remember this one quote he had about an Arturo Gatti Ward fight. He said, a Gatti Ward fight, of course you guys are entertained by it. Of course you guys are going to watch it because it's two C-level fighters. And when you put two C-level fighters together, it looks like a good fight. Mm. But put one of them up against me, and I'll smash him. And that's exactly what he did to Arturo Gatti. And I always think about that quote, and I think about this game on Sunday, and I'm thinking to myself, this is two C-level teams. Two teams that are going to give up points. You know, they're going to things are going to happen. There's going to be some mistakes. And then at the very end, it's going to be an exciting, entertaining 3 hours. But what's going to happen at the end?
The Bears saw that A-level team. Do you know when that happened in the preseason this
year?
Yeah,
Buffalo.
When
the Bears went 3 and out.
Yeah.
And I told my wife when we were watching the game.
Back to back.
She's like, because I was doing the post game here on 670
right.
Score.
That's right.
And my wife's like, why are you watching this game? I have to for work, babe. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I have to for work, babe. And so we're watching the game. And I say, hey, but at least you're going to see a Super Bowl caliber team because they're going to play their starters. She's like, what does that mean? And we're watching the game. Bears go 3 and out. Justin Fields on the second throw. Stares down Cole Kmet. Third throw hits DJ Moore on the inside as opposed to the outside. 3 and out. Boom. Josh Allen gets the ball and it's just like a well-oiled machine.
Slicing up the Bears defense like they did would have last year. That was one of those games where I understood the opponent and I understood that they were playing, the Buffalo was playing their starters. But that did remind me that no matter how different the names are on this Bears defense this year, they sucked last year and they were bad in every way, shape, or form. And the Bears would have won more games if their defense wasn't as rotten as it was last year.
Well, hopefully the defense will be rotten on Sunday when they take on the Green Bay Packers because it could equate to a loss. But what if Justin Fields has a good game? Is that going to be a win for you? Let's go to Bob out in Morgan Park. Bob, Justin Fields throws for 300, two tutties. 80 yards rushing, but the Bears lose. Is that a win for you somehow?
Well, I'd be disappointed, clearly, because it's the Packers. Everybody hates the Packers, and so I'd be disappointed. But, you know, the Bears won the first game of the season last year and finished 3-14. So let's not get above our skis over one. I know football is different because it's once a week and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they could lose the first game and still go 8-9-1, even after losing the first game. I'd be disappointed because it's the Packers, but you have to remember it's one game out of 17 games and not 17 games out of 17 games.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thanks so much. He's right. I mean, it is going to be sad because it's a loss. And every loss throughout the entire season is sad. But, you know, there could be some silver lining there. Gross.
Is there rain in the forecast for the Sunday by any chance? By
no, didn't somebody say it's going to be hot on Sunday?
No, I think it's going to be hot. No, I don't think
it's
going to be hot.
Cassie Carlson.
Oh, Cassie. Cassie may have gotten, you know, Cassie's not a meteorologist. I don't know if you know that or not.
True, but she works at a radio or a TV station where there is.
They do weather well at
and they
Fox.
Do. They
yes.
do work all in the same, you
yeah.
know.
I just don't know if I trust the Cassie Carlson weather report.
I hope she's listening so she can come down on you. Cassie Carlson, Fox 32 sports anchor. Myself and Anthony Herron. This gives me an opportunity to plug the show.
Yeah.
We will be on tonight. If you're headed home tonight, man, I think it's, you know, it's been at 9:30 for the last 5 years. This is our sixth year doing a show. It's been at 9:30. And then in the read at the very end, when we were recording it earlier today, she said, you know, every Friday at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, wait a second, that's different. So I don't know if she got it wrong or if I'm about to get it wrong, but either way, 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
This is great. Great plug.
Set your DVRs for either 9:30 or 10 o'clock, if you will.
Go there at 9:30.
Well
if
done.
It's not on, just watch the news or something like that. Be informed.
Okay.
And then, yeah, watch the show.
All right. What about this weather forecast, though?
I told you. She just said that it was supposed to be hot.
No. See, when people say that, it's always wrong. That's why you have me doubting Cassie Carlson, which
Sunday.
Is not something I want to do.
All right. What is hot compared?
I think it's going to be in, like, upper 60s on Sunday.
High of 77.
That is kind of hot.
77.
It's a little too toasty. I like that feeling. I like that cool feeling when I walk into Soldier
breeze.
Field. Yeah.
But there's going to be that like
50s, 60s,
circular tundra kind
all that
of thing
kind
going
of stuff. But last year was the monsoons. Remember the monsoons against the 49ers? Matt Eberflus's first game.
Bears did win that first game.
Bears did win that game. And that's part of why I've got the must-win thing going. If the Bears are going to, you know, if they're only going to be like incrementally better this year, their wins are probably going to come early in the season when other teams aren't ramped up either. But as you said, Green Bay and the Bears are C teams. I did think it was interesting that Hub said that he thinks that Green Bay is in a rebuild similar to the Bears. I don't think Green Bay looks at themselves that way.
No.
I think that they look at it, hey, man, look what we've done with quarterbacks for the last three decades. We're not sitting here thinking that. And if Jordan Love doesn't work, they
have. You think Green Bay doesn't think they're in a rebuild?
I don't think that they think that they're in a rebuild. Look at all the.
I thought you were saying, because I think they're both in a rebuild.
Okay,
I think
that's
that
what
Bears
Hub said.
Bears are just a year ahead of them. Mm. I didn't think they were at the same point.
No, but
I didn't know that you were thinking that they didn't think they were in a rebuild at all.
I don't think they consider themselves
but
a,
they don't,
a
but
rebuild.
But they don't think that they're going to like win the NFC North.
I mean, I think that they get what's going on, that they're, yeah, right, that they're not going to have a 12-win regular season necessarily.
But like next year they could if they just add a couple pieces.
That's what I think they
think. If Jordan Love is decent. I see what you're saying.
And maybe there's some ignorance involved in that because it's very, as Bill Belichick is finding out, like, you know.
You still need talent.
You still need talent, man. That's a weird thing because I did not see Bill, I thought he was going to continue to build the win. Like, man,
I think he overestimated how good Mac Jones was going to be.
I think you're right.
I think he took him
or his own powers to make him good. He overestimated.
I talked to my guy. Yeah. They said he's good. He's the best quarterback. You get him. You think you can make him work and he can be a Bledsoe type. And then he's not.
Not
at all.
Right.
And then you're like, damn.
But he's back again.
You bring in Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
You think he's the man?
Oh, see ya.
Cut him.
Yeah. Cut that guy. Bears pick him up. No.
Right. And so I think they just made a mistake there, which happens sometimes. And they were a team that was fortunate as well over the last three decades with quarterbacks.
There's no doubt.
And so sometimes you just don't hit all the time.
Right. So, but I do look at the talent. Like, I hate saying, like, they have sleeping talent on defense, the Packers. Like, they got a ton of first-round picks, and they were supposed to be good, Green Bay. I think I want to say the last 2 years, everybody said, oh, their defense is going to be real, which is
about
a deadly combination with Aaron Rodgers. That's why people would maybe overdo it a little bit, but I just don't want that defense to wake, or the talent that exists on Green Bay to wake
up. Hopefully they'll be feeling down and out when they'll be down 14-0 in the first half. All right, let's take one more phone call. We were in Morgan Park. Let's stay on the south side this time, go to Hyde Park, talk to Mario. Mario, how you feeling about Sunday in this Bears game and the outcome?
What's up, fellas? I'm like, you know, I don't feel like, okay, I think Justin Fields has a good game.
That was good, man.
Mario. Grody and I looked at each other like, whoa, that was wild.
Jordan Fields. It's so trippy.
If only you knew how these two men have dominated my thought process.
I love you, Mario. Carry on, man.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No need to apologize. Like, that was not an apology-worthy thing.
See, I know Tanny. He'll find it and clip it.
Yeah, that's true. That's why you don't need to apologize, because you will forever be heard on this radio station. So stop your apologizing.
Fact. I feel like if Justin Fields has a really good game, the Bears will win. I don't think he has a good game and they lose. I'm not sure if the – and I thought about what Grody said about a last second drive by the Packers and they get a score. That could possibly happen. But here's the reality of it. They could both play terrible and the Bears win. They could both play great and somehow the Bears still find a way to win. I think this is more about what the Bears' defense does, what that O-line looks like, and what kind of pressure offensively that the Bears can put on the Packers. I'm not so much worried about the Packers, because this ain't that. You know what I mean? It's not what we've seen in the past. And they'll never admit to rebuilding, but that's exactly what they're doing. I like the Bears this weekend. I think it's going to be a field goal game. I think Carlos Santos is your man. And I think the Bears win by 3, like 20-17 or 23-20, something like that.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Mario. I hope Carlos Santos does come through in a situation. I do want the Bears to win. I'm going to make it very clear. We posed the question, but I need a Bears dub. Because here's the reality of it. If you look at the first five games of the season, the Bears can easily go 4-1.
Oh, you're doing that thing.
But they can easily go 1-4.
Okay. It's the NFL, right? Yeah.
They always say that you operate in a window, right, of victories.
That's true.
And then that if you look at the first five games, you look at those games, you're like, I've seen the Bears lose games like that before. Like, you can't just mark it off as a W.
Absolutely.
I've seen them lose games like that. But then you also say to yourself, but if they're good, above average, then they can win those games.
Right.
Like, then it's not just me wishing every Sunday like I do and have been doing for the last 5 years. Like, please, baby Jesus, let me get a Bears victory today. And then you just upset him.
Well, and to his, you know, Mario being a little specific too, which I appreciated on how they could win the game, and that would be applying pressure. I am looking very forward to seeing a full force Yannick Ngakoue, something that I know that none of us have seen because he hasn't been playing. Also, DeMarcus Walker, for that matter, as well. I want to see both of these guys working in unison because I think it's going to be interesting, especially Ngakoue.
Let me ask you this right before we go to break. If we expect Yannick Ngakoue to perform at the level that he has been over the last several years, who do you think on the defense will be the biggest benefactor as a result of it? We've seen teams that have a main guy, and then there's that supplemental guy that feeds off of that. Who do you think that'll be for the Bears?
I think it'll be DeMarcus Walker.
So the other side, as opposed to an interior lineman. Okay.
Right. And if we're not like going larger picture, secondary and you're not doing that.
No,
okay,
no,
you're
line.
Saying like on the line, who's going to be the biggest beneficiary?
Like Trevis Gibson got 8 more sacks because Khalil Mack was on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it makes the most sense. Like, just to me, that's common sense. Like, it could, maybe it's Zach Pickens or Jervon Dexter or Andrew Billings or one of
that's what I was hoping.
Justin Jones, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, why wouldn't you root for Justin Jones? He's the only person talking smack about the Packers. Come on.
Giving him bulletin board material.
Oh, yeah. Does that make you nervous?
Of course it does.
Oh, man.
We can't speak from a point of confidence. That's not how we should operate.
I was only one of I'm being like grabber. I was only one of three reporters that had the mics in his face. So it was me and a couple of TV guys, and he's saying this stuff, and so I put it up on Twitter, and most of the people that reacted to it, about 50% were like, oh man, I hope you're right, man. I hope you could back this up. Boy, you know what I mean?
Cautiously optimistic.
Right. Nobody was mad at him. Well, there were some Packers fans, but there was no Bears fans that were really like, yeah, it was more like, God, I love the way you talk, man, but God, I don't know.
I wish it was Justin Fields saying this right. Instead of Justin Jones.
Yeah, exactly. I love Justin Jones.
We are going to be talking to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated after the break. Does he think that Justin Fields is going to have a good game and the Bears will walk away victorious? We'll talk to him after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on a Friday right here on 6-7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm going to need the score.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We know the Chicago Bears have a victory window, but what is the ceiling and what is the floor? We get to ask that question to our next guest. Joining us right now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody, G&G.
What's up?
I won't say what the other one is because we have a guest on.
Mm.
We'll say that. I'll use that phrase.
Please, man.
Yeah.
We're not real sure if we could trust him yet.
Even though Matt, we've talked to him a couple times. He's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Matt.
All right. He's the NFL staff writer from Sports Illustrated, but a Chicago guy through and through. That's why we love him the most, man. Good friend of the show, Matt Verderam, joining us right now. Matt, what up, man? Happy Friday.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. Just sitting here, just doing the only thing you can do a couple of days out from Bears football, and it's just creating fictitious scenarios and then trying to talk about them as if they're reality, you know?
Sports talk radio, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Like Justin Fields having a great game, the Bears losing, but it's still being a victory. Do you find that to be true as well? Or would you find that to be true as well?
Yeah. I mean, like, yes and no in the sense that if you're the Bears, the Packers are pretty much your blood rival. So you really want to kind of win this one, especially with Jordan Love making only a second career start, Christian Watson's out, and so on and so forth. At the same point, if you're the Bears, if you're a Bears fan, yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that Justin Fields goes from being interesting and exciting to being the first 4,000-yard passer the team's ever had, and being a guy who you look at and go, okay, absolutely a top-10 quarterback. That's the step you want to see, because this is the big year, right? I mean, after this year, he becomes extension eligible, and you also start looking at the fifth-year option, and what are you going to do with that? Are you going to pick that up? So, like, this is a huge season for Justin Fields and certainly for the Bears as a team and their development.
Do you think that they would accept this regime in like a minimal improvement, like going like incremental progress? Or do you think for this regime that didn't draft him, it's got to really show up to them?
I think there's got to be more than incremental progress. I'm not saying he has to go out and be a Pro Bowler, but I think he's got to go out and play up to a standard that you go, okay, look, there's no doubt that he's our franchise quarterback. You know, I think it's got to be something where you watch him, and maybe it's not even statistically driven, you know, because there's obviously the factors that play into that. How well does the line play? And are the weapons as good as it, you know, Bears fans are hoping? But I think it's got to be something where when you turn on the tape and you watch the 17 games at the end of the year, you go, okay, we don't have to worry about quarterback. He's good. He's our guy. And now we got to worry about fixing, you know, the defensive line. We got to worry about fixing, you know, X, Y, and Z on the offense. But I think for the Bears, yeah, look, if they go 5-12 this year and he is okay, but he's not more than that, and you've got a shot to draft a kid like a Drake May or something, then yeah, I think you got to have that conversation. I think you'd be failing the franchise otherwise.
We're talking to Matt Verderam here on 670 The Score. It's Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody. Let me ask you this. I mean, when you're looking at this Bears squad, and I know you yourself, you know, Chicago guy here, what's your like family group chats looking like? What are the expectations in there? It's like, you know, the parents, the siblings, like, are they thinking it's Justin Fields till the world blows up, or are they a little more guarded in the group chat?
You know, it's funny because I actually have a really good perspective on this, I think, because my wife is from here, and so she, all her family, they're all Bears fans, Packers fans, so they're basically not speaking this week. I'm from New York, so I have like a totally different – I've lived here for, I don't know, whatever it is, 8 years, 9 years now. But, it's funny. Whenever I talk to anybody who knows what I do for a living at the gym or friends, are all, hey, what do you think of the Bears? What do you think of the Bears? I think there's cautious optimism. I think there's a thought – from at least most people that I talked to around here, that, yeah, look, it's a team that now you have a DJ Moore, right? I mean, Claypool's in his first full season with the team, had a full offseason, should be more acclimated. You know, they bring in Darnell Wright with their first-round pick, a guy who should anchor the offensive line. And Gakwe comes in, and he doesn't play the run, but he can get after the passer. So I don't think anybody's completely lost their mind and thinks they're going to go 13-4 and be challenging Philadelphia for NFC supremacy. But I think there's a reasonable expectation of, hey, look, this should be a team that wins 7 games, 8 games, is interesting post Thanksgiving. And in the NFC, that's possible. Like, is it probable? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how the season plays out, but it's a division that is fairly wide open. Obviously Detroit got a huge win last night, but I think, not the rain on the Lions parade. That was also a game that the Chiefs essentially bathed their hands in Crisco before the game started. I was at the game last night. That was unbelievable watching that thing unfold. But, you know, to the Bears, there's reason for hope, and I think that's justified.
With the Packers, I have found the expectations and the characterizations of this team to be all over the board for obvious reasons.
Yep.
With Jordan Love there, you know, from this is a team that could win the division because of all the things that you just said. And then as we had Hub Arkish on earlier, he thinks that they're in a straight up rebuild. I don't think the Packers think that they're in a rebuild. What do you think about the Green Bay Packers, Matt?
Yeah, they do not think they're in a rebuild. I went up there for OTAs and I did it. I went up again late August as part of my training camp tour where I saw everybody in NFC North as part of this thing. And, you know, I sat down and I talked with Matt LaFleur one-on-one for almost a half an hour. And, you know, he wasn't sitting there saying, hey, look, we're going to go 16-1. But he definitely felt like this is a good team. This is a team with a real roster. You know, he was pretty adamant about some of the young guys being ready to step up and the talent they have on the team. From watching them, I feel that they're going to be in, you know, right around the 500 mark. I think when you look at them, defensively they've got a lot of talent, but Joe Barry is a massive question mark as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They are a team that perennially, when you watch them, you say, why do they play like that? Why are they so in off coverage all the time? You have Jaire Alexander. Get up and challenge somebody, and they really don't. So I think defensively they might underachieve compared to their talent level. Now on offense, like I said, I've seen Jordan Love now a few times. He was rough in OTAs. He was much better on the day I saw him at the end of training camp. I think that's going to be what you see this season. There are going to be some games where he plays really well, and there are going to be some games where you look at the box score and you look at the line and go, wow, he had a rough day. I think even on Sunday, in that game, there will be times where he kind of ebbs and flows, where maybe he really struggles for a series or two, and then he makes a great throw down the seam. So I think the Packers are going to be 8 to 9 wins, right around fighting for the playoffs. I think they're representative of the whole division, really, which is to say it could go either way for pretty much all of these teams.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm sure every team in the NFC North kind of feels that way, that if they could just kind of handle the division, then they'll put themselves in a good position.
Yep.
to win the thing. Matt, you said you went on a tour during training camp. Was there a team that surprised you, maybe one that looked better than you thought they would heading into their respective camp?
You know, to be fair, Detroit, honestly, when I saw them up in Allen Park, and I expected them to look good, but I was really impressed with their young guys, and that showed up last night. Now, I talked to, you know, a lot of people there with the Lions, and the name that kept coming up was, man, this kid Brian Branch. He's going to be a player. He's going to be a really good player. He's going to play right away from us. We're going to move guys around the secondary so we can get him on the field. Well, he had a pick six last night. Now, granted, it was a little bit of a gift.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Kadarius Toney might as well have caught it and handed it to him, but that would have meant that Kadarius Toney would have caught the ball. So, look, I mean, they have a lot of young talent that you like, whether it's Hutchinson in his second year, whether it's you know, Gibbs, who was electrifying when he had the ball last night in a limited role. So they have players. Like, I think when I saw them, there's this expectation, I feel like, nationally, we're like, yeah, they're not that good defensively. I think they're going to be pretty decent defensively. I don't think they're going to be top five or anything, but I think they're going to be much, much improved from what they were a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, there was some evidence of that last night for sure, and in all facets of the game. So the Detroit is going to be one to watch here for sure. When you look at the Bears and Packers on Sunday, is there any decided advantage for either team in this game?
It's a weird game because there's so many new parts, right? I mean, the Packers, it's kind of funny, really, when you look at the Packers. The Packers actually don't have a ton of new parts, but it feels like they're an entirely different team because of the quarterback. So you just don't really know what you're getting. And obviously now with Watson being out, we'll see how much Dobbs plays. I mean, they're going to be relying on Jaden Reed, second-round pick out of Michigan State, a local guy. They're going to be relying on Malik Heath, who they love as an undrafted wide receiver. They think he's going to be a very good player for them. You know, they're going to be relying on that running game. And it's going to be very intriguing to see just how much does LaFleur trust Jordan Love. You could talk about trust all you want, but on 3rd and 7 at his own 30, Are they running a screen or are they throwing a ball down the field? Hmm. That's what I want to know. With the Bears, you know, again, a lot of new pieces. I mean, a whole new second level of the defense. And Ngakoue's in now. You're bringing a Tyreek Stevenson in the draft. You know, offensively, we talked about, you know, DJ Moore comes in and a new line. I think the biggest question for both of these teams on Sunday is how fast can you find your rhythm? How fast can you find some chemistry? Because it's a lot of new parts. And sometimes that can kind of fall into place for you. And other teams, it takes a few weeks.
Yeah, because you need that, right? You need those repetitions. You need to be out there. Justin Fields needs the ability to, you know, see DJ Moore run a slant, drop the ball off to Khalil Herbert. And I think that's what a lot of people are wanting to see from Justin Fields with those new pieces. But they're just, like you said, cautiously optimistic, especially with Justin Fields and his new weapons. Because as I was pointing out, you know, he did it to Darnell Mooney, Matt, where, you know, yeah, he got him targeted, you know, 10 times in a game. But he didn't do that all the time. And so, like, when I look at this weekend, I'm trying to put into my head, like, what is a good game for DJ Moore and a realistic game? Not a good game. I should say a realistic game. And I see him in, like, that 6-catch range where most people are like, no, dude, 9 catches,
gonna get
118
them all.
Yards and a tutty. And you're like, no, Justin Fields is the quarterback, six catches, 62 yards maybe. Like, what do you think is realistic for a DJ Moore output on Sunday, Matt?
Yeah, when you asked the question, I was going to say 7 catches and 80 yards. Yeah. I mean, something like that. Look, the one thing I want to see out of the Bears, because we just talked about what we may see on Sunday, and I mentioned that, you know, I want to see how much LaFleur trusts Jordan Love. Like, I want to see the Bears trust Justin Fields here a little bit more. Like, look, you've got to allow him to throw the ball more than he threw the ball last year. I mean, I believe it was, what, just over 300 attempts last season, like 330, something like that. He's got to throw the ball more. Now, I get it. Part of that is you're trying not to get the guy killed behind a bad offensive line last season, and he's taken off, and he's running, and a lot of his runs were not designed runs. He's just taking off because he's under pressure. But if you think he's the guy, then he's got to be the guy when he's throwing the ball 30 times a game. He's got to be the guy when he's throwing it 35 times a game. But that's – and I'm not saying don't run the ball. I'm not saying, you know, abandon that part of the game. That'd be crazy. But – in today's NFL, if you're going to be a quarterback who's a guy who you look at and go, all right, when things get bad, we can turn to this guy and he's going to bring us home. I want to see the Bears say, hey, we got you, DJ Moore. We've got Mooney. We've got Claypool. We just paid Cole Kmet. Here you go. We're going to put you in the gun, take a 3-step drop, read the room, and let it rip. And I want to see how much do the Bears trust their quarterback. Every one of these coaches goes up and sits at the podium and says, I love my guy and I trust my guy and he's my guy. And we went out and had dinner last night. And he's the best person in the world. Like, that's all fine and cute. On 3rd and 8, backed up, what are you calling? Because that's when I know, like, that's when you find out how much you really love that guy, how much you really believe in him. And I'm very curious to see with both of these teams how they feel about the quarterback.
Right. And then just adding on to your point, Matt, like when the game is on the line and it's the 2-minute warning hits and the Bears have the ball on their own 20 and Justin Fields, no matter what he's done in an entire game, and maybe he had an explosive 80-yard run, maybe he's got 200 yards rushing, now you got to throw the football because they are gonna stack the deck.
And everyone knows what you're gonna do.
Yes,
everyone knows that you're gonna be in that predict. Oh man, that's gonna be a tough one. But can't wait to see that. Let me ask you this, Matt, before we go. I mean, I wanted to ask you about the two rookie quarterbacks that are gonna be starting this weekend, C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson. The three and
Bryce Young.
Thank you. Of the three, who do you think is going to have the best first year?
You know, I think it's going to be really a challenge for all three in the sense that Young is behind a bad line, and Houston and Indianapolis just are not. I mean, they don't have weapons. The lines are an issue. Houston could have had a good line, but now Howard's out. Of all the three, though, give me Richardson. I just think he's got the most ability. Steichen is a really good offensive-minded coach. I think he will make it easier. I think he'll get him some easier throws, kind of get him in rhythm. And I will say of all the three, without any question, if things break down, Richardson hits the open field, good luck. He's bigger than a linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
I, I saw that kid at camp.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how big he is in person.
Oh, yeah. I saw him, too. The Bears had dual practices in Indy, yeah. And it's just like, whoa.
It's like if George Kittle was playing quarterback. It's unbelievable. So, to me, like, he might have some up and down like most rookies do, but I think that kid, the biggest question is the accuracy. If he can get his accuracy, even at 62-63%, I'm all in. I think he is a fascinating talent. I expect him to play well.
Yeah, if they can get even if they can get Jonathan Taylor back, so that they're
that'd
not
nice.
Stacking up eight in the box against him, that'd be good too. Because then you're right; then the accuracy comes into play after that. Hey, Matt, I appreciate you hanging out with us on a Friday, giving us some of your time. Hopefully, your wife's family isn't going to be too annoying this weekend when the Bears play the Green Bay Packers. All right, have a great one.
Hey, take care, guys.
Of course, Matt Verderam. Make sure you check him out on Twitter at Matt Verder.
Nice. I like that. Here's something for you and for
this.
Bears fans. Do you remember, this is a good example of, at this time, your question would have worked. Mm-hmm. On December 4th, 2022, the Bears lost to the Green Bay Packers 28-19, but it sure felt like a win because Justin Fields in that game threw for 254 yards and had an explosive touchdown run as well.
Almost exactly what I said. I said 257. Right?
Yeah, right. In terms of your numbers. Now, this other little thing I had too, this other nifty little thing here I have on my phone,
okay,
was the first game that the Bears played against the Packers. Do you remember that game? It was in September. And the Bears, it was at Green Bay.
It was like 3-0 or something like that.
No. The Bears lost 27-10. But the story was Justin Fields, 7 of 11 for 70 yards passing. Remember, they just ran the hell out of the football.
Luke Getsy's
remember?
Like, I know how to beat this team.
Yes, and they ran the ball really well. But and it looked good. If I remember correctly, it was the Packers scored 21 points in the second quarter. I was going to say maybe it. I guess it was good for a quarter. Yes, this makes sense in my brain now. The Bears won the first quarter 7-3, and they were having huge success running the football. But then, yes, to the point in the second quarter, the Green Bay scores 21, and then when you're down 28-3, the Bears simply didn't really have an offense they didn't have a plan.
Kept
after
running.
That. Keep running.
That was the plan.
That was the
Keep
plan.
Keep running.
7 of 11 for 70 yards. But that was in September. The one that I gave you was the December one, and that's not that long ago.
Let's hope that we get zero repeat of that. All right. I think I'm
December you want a repeat, just not the final score.
Yeah, just not the
everything
final score.
Was good. It's not I'm not accepting.
Give me the W. Just give me the W. Let me start my week on a high note.
Okay.
Bro.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like let me just please give me that.
Yes, I think everybody would like that. We need to get this one out of the way. Doesn't it suck? Like, this is a nervous game. It's always kind of nerve-wracking playing the Packers, but there's an expectation unfortunately, when it was Rodgers and Favre.
Especially because, like, if the Bears play the Buccaneers next week. So if you're going to end up being 1-1, like, go ahead. Lose to Baker Mayfield on, like, some terrible, I don't know, whatever.
That's right. He's in Tampa.
But one, give me 1-1. Give me a Packers victory. Don't give me a Packers loss and beat the Buccaneers and I'm 1-1 that way.
Yeah. Well, if they beat the Packers, then they're going to be 2-0.
I mean, if they lose to the Packers and beat the Buccaneers.
Yeah. They'll beat the Buccaneers, right? Do you think they'll beat the Buccaneers no matter what?
That's my point. Like, if you beat the Packers and then, you know.
You're going to probably lose to
Tampa. And then you
Tampa
Bears and you're in the Bearsing and losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll still be okay, though.
Well, no, but I think, okay. Let's say I'm going to give you my own scenario. Let's say the Bears do win the game
against
Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields has those numbers. He throws for 252 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and runs for 80 yards, whatever year. I'm sorry, what was it, 258? I'm sorry.
257.
Rounded up is 260. What if it's that and a win? Then can you imagine the expectations for week two? I don't think Bears fans would be accepting a 1-1.
Leo Stadaher, insert, we're going streaky. That's what will happen if Justin Fields has a great game.
And the Bears win. Because you didn't even consider that possibility, did you?
I mean, oh, I most certainly have considered it.
Well, but not for the on-air thing, though.
But this is the thing.
We're going streaky!
That's what happens if that goes.
Absolutely.
It will be like everyone in Chicago will assume that the Bears will go 2-0.
Absolutely.
They're not. They just beat the Packers handily.
With Justin Fields being good.
Justin Fields, there's no way they're losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a dismantled, like a nothing team. No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There is someone in the NFL, quarterback, that was sedated for 11 hours. Why was Dak Prescott sedated for 11 hours? I'll tell you after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're going streaking!
The Cubs' playoff push is on. Will they chase down Milwaukee for the NL Central? Will they get in the playoffs as a wild card? Ian Happ. It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, G&G, back together again. The G-Spot, you found it.
Yeah, man.
Double G with the rock, to the rack, cut it, and a foul.
I'm sorry, Chuck. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You like my look tonight?
It matches this song that's playing right now.
It's very skeptical of you, man.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not skeptical.
Because there's something I've been wanting to ask you, whether it was going to be on the air or off the air. Because
on, please.
You said something like...
We're going to get to the Dak Prescott thing in a second.
Yeah, yeah. You said something like, what are you, Elvis or something tonight? So I wasn't sure.
No, I said the Fonz.
Oh, the Fonz.
Which is way cooler.
Okay. All right.
Way cooler.
All right.
Hey.
You're just a hip dude, so I wanted to make sure that, you know.
No, you got your
look all right.
Obligatory Chicago shirt on.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's obligatory? This is the What About Chicago, the score, the Danny Parkins score-a-thon.
Oh.
Yeah, so this actually has some meaning to it. But I actually think it's a cool shirt, too.
Yeah.
I don't usually wear my Chicago shirt out.
Don't feel bad about it.
No, now. No, I mean, but like I thought this one like
Leo,
looked shiny.
You hear that, Leo?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Really, it's all about the jacket, though. It was like, I got to find something to put under the jacket.
The jacket is fly.
Yeah.
Do you have a watch on?
No, I was going to put the watch on, and I didn't.
Got to have the watch.
Ah!
Like, statement piece. Especially because you're going to be... Can we talk about what you're going to be bringing to the...
Absolutely.
So Mark Grody's going to be bringing... This is why you need to watch. Because you are going to be lifting up and showing people the Chicago Cubs World Series ring.
Yes, it was a requested...
It's not on you, is it?
I have it on me right now,
You do?
I do.
Why haven't you shown it to me?
Oh, because it's in a safe place. I have... I don't know. I was worried you might steal it.
That's racist, first of all.
Well, I'm worried about Leo, too. Leo Lily White.
Sure, you're worried about Leo's daughter.
I don't trust
it, bro.
You.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I've never seen World Series ring.
Oh, I thought I could
have heard about it.
It's been a while.
This is great.
It's been a while since I've busted it out, man.
Wow, look at this. This is big stuff right here.
Yeah.
Mark Grody pulling out.
There it is.
Actual World Series.
Can you believe I just walk around with it in my pocket?
What do you mean, there it is? I said I want to see it.
Oh, you want me to throw it to you?
No, you can. You
want me to get. Oh, okay.
We can get up.
No, that's true.
Oh, my
Leo? God. Leo? Okay, there you go.
This is good radio, guys.
Oh,
Grody is walking across the studio to hand Gabe the ring right now.
Hey, that's some good play-by-play work for you, young man.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, we need to work on that with you.
First of all, I've never worn a... anything like this before.
That's wild. I did not think that you would be that interested in
this.
Are
you kidding me?
Wow.
It's the same way I told
you. See my name on there?
I cannot believe your name is on there.
Isn't that crazy, man?
I would never hand this to people with my name side.
Oh, man.
You hand it to them with the 2016 side so that it just slaps them in the face.
Oh, no doubt.
And then they're like, it has your name on it. And you're just like, you sit there with a coy. Yeah.
It's got scores engraved inside it, too. It's pretty cool, man.
This is...
Yeah, a friend of mine that's having a birthday party tonight, he requested that I bring it, and that's the way the ring works. I don't wear the ring.
12:47 a.m.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah.
That's beyond cool.
The rubies and the diamonds, bling, bling, bling. Yeah.
Every time I come around, just say they bling, bling. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, Leo, play-by-play me giving it back to Grody.
Oh, yeah. Here it goes.
Now Gabe is getting up and walking across the studio with his left arm outstretched. Grody with the reception, and it's good.
I got the ring!
Tutty. All right, that's pretty impressive.
Heel toe. I did not know that this was going to interest you as much as it has. Wow.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's history.
I think I was going to leave this in my car? Of course I got it on me.
That is actual history. In 100 years, that will be worth more than anything all of us have put together.
Oh, my God. You're right, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, sometimes, yeah, you know what? I need to revive my enthusiasm, and
does your brother have kids?
Yes.
Does he have a boy?
Yes.
So his last name is Grody?
Two boys.
Two Grodys over there?
Two Grody boys and a Grody girl.
We got to give the Grody ring to someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it'll go. I think it is going to.
Don't make up your mind now.
No. I have a. You want to get real, of course, I have a will.
Okay.
And I believe I left it to my youngest niece because it just made sense, the youngest, right? And then she could.
No, because she's going to change her last name.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You want to give it to one of the boys, because then Grody will live forever with your name.
All right, I'll make an alteration.
Yeah.
I'll make an alteration.
Sorry, niece.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry,
Madeline.
There goes your house.
Can I trust you kids with this ring here? Do whatever you got to do with
it. You know what you should do? You should put in, wow, we're this is still good.
Sorry,
this is,
man.
We're talking about a Chicago Cubs World Series ring. Yeah. This is great.
Okay.
What you should do is put in some sort of caveat where if it ever gets sold, then X amount of dollars has to go to charity or something like that.
Oh, that's great. I like that. You know? That's very good.
Where you pick the charity of your choice now.
Yeah.
And you say, when this ring ever gets sold,
right,
this percentage has to go to this charity.
I kind of hope it never has to get sold, because you would hope that, unless.
Papa, that thing's getting sold for sure.
You're right.
You're great, great, great. Little niece,
I didn't think about that.
Like, literally,
my great, 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 somewhere down the line,
she's gonna want to buy a spaceship.
Yeah. You're right. I never thought about it like a generation down the line, because I'm never gonna sell this. Like, I joke about it, and I would say, like it's my 401k plan. Yeah. I would never sell this ring, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to, but I didn't think of it that way. That's like down the generations. Like, what if even like a couple hundred years from now?
That's my point.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So, well said.
Three spaceships.
Three spaceships.
Look at that.
This is cool. I'm hooking up the Grody family. I feel great about myself. I always feel like I haven't offered enough to the family. Now I do.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Ricketts.
Yes. No, seriously. Shout out to the Ricketts.
All right. So quickly, before we have to go to break, I do want to chat about Dak Prescott and being sedated for 11 hours. Did you hear about this?
No.
He went under for 11 hours, didn't tell anybody about it. Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy were like, Jerry Jones goes, don't ask me for my comment on this. Because obviously that's a big deal to be sedated for 11 hours.
Yeah. So why was he sedated for 11 hours?
Tattoo.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to ask. I kept going as far as I could. Tattoo on his leg. On his leg. And when you look at this thing, it is incredible, but I get it, right? You want it. He had like three or four different people doing it at the same time while he was sedated.
I get it from both sides. Like, I get, like, that's cool. You got an awesome tattoo, and I'll take your word for it. But then,
I have
from
no
the
tattoos,
team perspective,
so
probably don't want the star quarterback being sedated for 11 hours.
That does not sound healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was fine.
Why don't you have a tattoo?
Do you put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini?
Oh, that's so funny. You are the best, man. I appreciate that you don't have tattoos.
Zero tattoos.
That's such a great answer. You wanted me to ask, didn't you?
And I have commitment issues.
Well, that's good. Right.
More Bears chat.
You are hilarious.
On the other side, it's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's a Friday night here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW.
birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Cubs' playoff push is on. Will they chase down Milwaukee for the NL Central? Will they get in the playoffs as a wild card? Ian Happ. It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Brody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, G&G, back together again. The G-Spot, you found it.
Yeah, man.
Double G with the rock, to the rack, count it,
I'm sorry, Chuck. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You like my look tonight?
It matches this song that's playing right now.
That's very skeptical of you, man.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not skeptical.
Because there's something I've been wanting to ask you, whether it was going to be on the air or off the air. Because
on, please.
You said something like...
We're going to get to the Dak Prescott thing in a second.
Yeah. You said something like, what are you, Elvis or something tonight? So I wasn't sure.
No, I said the Fonz.
Oh, the Fonz.
Which is way cooler.
Okay. All right.
Way cooler.
All right.
Hey.
You're just a hip dude, so I wanted to make sure that, you know.
No, you got your obligatory Chicago shirt on.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's obligatory? This is the What About Chicago, the score, the Danny Parkins score-a-thon.
Oh.
Yeah, so this actually has some meaning to it. But I actually think it's a cool shirt, too.
Yeah.
I don't usually wear my Chicago shirt out.
Don't feel bad about it.
No, I mean, but like I thought this one like
Leo,
looked shiny.
You hear that, Leo?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Really, it's all about the jacket, though. It was like, I got to find something to put under the jacket.
The jacket is fly.
Yeah.
Do you have a watch on?
No, I was going to put the watch on, and I didn't.
Gotta have the watch.
Ah!
Like, statement piece. Especially because you're going to be... Can we talk about what you're going to be bringing to the...
Absolutely.
So Mark Grody is going to be bringing... This is why you need to watch. Because you are going to be lifting up and showing people the Chicago Cubs World Series ring.
Yes, it was a requested. Somebody,
it's not on you, is it?
I have it on me right now.
You do?
I do.
Why haven't you shown it to me?
Oh, because it's in a safe place. I don't know. I was worried you might steal it.
That's racist, first of all.
Well, I'm worried about Leo, too. Leo Lily White.
Sure, sure, yeah. You're worried about Leo's daughter.
I don't trust
it,
you.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I've never seen an actual World Series ring.
Oh,
no.
I thought I could have
heard about it.
It's been a while.
Great.
It's been a while since I've busted it out, man.
Wow, look at this. I got this is big stuff right here.
Yeah.
Mark Grody pulling out.
There it is.
Actual World Series.
Can you believe I just walk around with it in my pocket?
What do you mean, there it is? I said I want to see it.
Oh, you want me to throw it to you?
No, you can.
You want me to get. Oh, okay.
We can get up.
No, that's true.
Oh, my
Leo? God. Leo? Okay, there you go.
This is good radio, guys.
Oh,
Grody is walking across the studio to hand Gabe the ring right now.
Hey, that's some good play-by-play work for you, young man.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, we need to work on that with you.
First of all, I've never worn anything like this before.
That's wild. I did not think that you would be that interested in
this. Are
you
kidding me?
Wow.
It's the same way I told you.
See my name on there?
I cannot believe your name is on
here. Isn't that crazy, man?
I would never hand this to people with my name side.
Oh, man.
You hand it to them with the 2016 side so that it just slaps them in the face.
Oh, no doubt.
And then they're like, it has your name on it. And you're just like, you sit there with a coy. Yeah.
It's got scores engraved inside it, too. It's
wow.
Like pretty cool, man.
This is...
Yeah. A friend of mine that's having a birthday party tonight, he requested that I bring it, and that's the way the ring works. I don't wear the ring.
12:47 a.m.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
That's beyond cool.
The rubies and the diamonds, bling, bling, bling. Yeah.
Every time I come around, just say they bling, bling. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, Leo, play-by-play me giving it back to Grody.
Oh, yeah. Here it goes.
Now, Gabe is getting up and walking across the studio with his left arm outstretched. Yeah. Grody with the reception, and it's good.
I got the ring!
Tutty. All right, that's pretty impressive.
Heel toe. I did not know that this was going to interest you as much as it has.
Wow. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's history.
I think I was going to leave this in my car? Of course, I got it on me.
That is actual history. In 100 years, that will be worth more than anything all of us have put together.
Oh, my God. You're right, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, sometimes, you know what? I need to revive my enthusiasm. I mean,
Does your brother have kids?
Yes.
Does he have a boy?
Yes.
So his last name is Grody?
Two boys.
Two Grodys over there?
Two Grody boys and a Grody girl.
We got to give the Grody ring to someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it'll go. I think it is going to.
Don't make up your mind now.
No. I have a. You want to get real, of course. I have a will.
Okay.
And I believe I left it to my youngest niece because it just made sense. The youngest, right? And then she could.
No, because she's going to change her last name.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You want to give it to one of the boys, because then Grody will live forever with your
name.
All right,
I'll make an alteration.
Yeah.
I'll make an alteration.
Sorry, niece.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry,
Madeline.
There goes your house.
Can I trust you kids with this ring here? Do whatever you got to do with it.
You know what you should do? You should put in... Wow, this is still good.
Sorry,
man.
We're
talking about a Chicago Cubs World Series ring. Yeah. This is great.
Okay.
What you should do is put in some sort of caveat where if it ever gets sold, then X amount of dollars has to go to charity or something like that.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
You know?
That's very good.
Where you pick the charity of your choice now.
Yeah.
And you say, when this ring gets sold, this percentage has to go to this charity.
I kind of hope it never has to get sold because you would hope that unless...
Papa, that thing's getting sold for sure.
You're right.
You're great, great, great. Little niece,
I didn't think about that.
F about
you. Like literally, like my great, 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 somewhere down the line.
She's going to want to buy a spaceship.
Yeah. You're right. I never thought about it like a generation down the line. Because I'm never going to sell this. Like I joke about it and I would say like it's my 401k plan. Yeah. I would never sell this ring. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to. But I didn't think of it that way. Though that's like down the generations. Like what if even like a couple hundred years from now?
That's my point.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well said.
Three spaceships.
Three spaceships.
Look at that.
This is cool. I'm hooking up the Grody family. I feel great about myself. I always feel like I haven't offered enough to the family. Now I do.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Ricketts.
Yes. No, seriously, shout out to the Ricketts.
All right. So quickly, before we have to go to break, I do want to chat about Dak Prescott and being sedated for 11 hours. Did you hear about this?
No.
He went under for 11 hours, didn't tell anybody about it. Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy were like, Jerry Jones goes, don't ask me for my comment on this. Because obviously that's a big deal to get be sedated for 11 hours.
Yeah. So why was he sedated for 11 hours?
Tattoo.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to ask. Wow. I kept going as far as I could. Tattoo on his leg. On his leg. And when you look at this thing, it is incredible. But I get it, right? You want it. He had like three or four different people doing it at the same time while he was sedated.
I get it from both sides. Like, I get, like, yeah, that's cool. You got an awesome tattoo, and I'll take your word for it. But then
I have
from
no
the
tattoo,
team perspective,
so
probably don't want the
no.
the star quarterback being sedated for 11 hours.
That does not sound healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was fine.
Why don't you have a tattoo?
Do you put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini?
Oh, that's so funny. You are the best, man. I appreciate that you don't have tattoos.
Zero tattoos.
That's such a great answer. You wanted me to ask, didn't you?
And I have commitment issues.
So. Well, that's good. Right.
More Bears chat.
You are hilarious.
On the other side, it's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's a Friday night here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.